foggy curls and breeze blocks. Jamaline, just in fact, that's in my love, love, love. But please don't go, I love you so, my lovely.
Just might expire. Though they play hard to get, I know they'll call again. Come tomorrow, come tomorrow. Them for free, 'cause I love unsolicited phone calls, and I think that they're mad about me. I cannot think of a time I wanted anything more than to calmly discuss politics on the phone with a stranger, with a stranger.
Hello? Hello? Sorry, I think there's something wrong with my headset. Just one minute. There, now I can hear you. By the way, this call is being recorded. I'm calling from a company that you've never interacted with based on the assumption that you are on the hunt for new health insurance or something else you aren't interested in. So sit through the rest of this message in the hope that there will be a button you can press that'll put you on the do not call list, which totally exists.
I love unsolicited phone calls, though I'm worried that I've answered my last. For Greenpeace just gave me a phone call, and something inside of me snapped. And I said, I'm not trying to ignore, but I regret to inform that Addison Love passed away. But he called me from
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we gonna do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood.
Pretty, oh, oh, oh,
kiss my dad, Cleopatra sitting on the phone. So take me back off these streets, and we'll never be apart. Together from the start, never, never falling back alone. Oh, oh, living life in the city. Oh, oh, it will never be pretty. Oh, 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 we can plan if we make it. Oh, oh, we won't let it. They won't take it from me, no. And if the subways flood and bridges break, will you just lay down and dig your grave? Or will you rail against your dying day?
Okay, we're live. This is DJ Mandy B.
DJ Sweaty Hands.
DJ G-Rock.
DJ Chloe K. And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Bird watching.
I forgot really about good. That.
Whoops. We'll catch it at the end, no problem.
It's been a long week.
It's Tuesday, Izu. So
it's Tuesday.
Tuesday. What a long week.
We're back. I don't know if we can hear DJ G riding.
Yeah, I think I'm off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try it out.
Oh, yo, this is going crazy. On air.
No, I can't hear anything.
Oh, I hear you guys.
Really?
Yeah, big time.
Hmm. Well, maybe try the one next to you. The headphones next to you.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not the headphones, it's the mic. I just realized.
Maybe tap it and see what happens. Okay.
Is it?
It's definitely not on. Just share.
Connected at the back correctly.
Oh.
I don't know.
Just some technical
it's
difficulties.
Okay.
We can share a mic, worst case.
Yo.
Great idea, not really
Amanda.
Not gonna do anything. Okay. Well, that's okay.
What are you gonna do?
We make it work, don't we, in the age of Corona?
Mm-hmm.
So, we're back in the stew, maybe for the last time this semester. Maybe not, because I could foresee coming back during quarantine and just having a 24-hour sesh in the stew.
Yeah, I could see that.
You would get a lot of volunteer things, wouldn't you?
I would. I would get 24.
You could just camp out here.
I could. Wait, Izu.
Take our online classes in here, too.
Oh my god, it'd be so fun.
Great idea.
Teachers could come record in here.
I could rent out
the space that I'm using for free.
And then people would be like, oh, I need to listen to WMFO right now. My class is on.
Perfect. Oh my god, that'd be so easy and seamless. And you can call in if you have like a
email
comment.
Monica.
We
this
should.
News that we just came up with.
Well, I also had another great quarantine idea. I was talking with DJ Will. I forgot what his actual name is.
Which one?
Yeah. I just shared the last name with those in the stew, but I would like to keep him confidential.
Smart.
So
I always forget to do that.
Mm-hmm. But I was like, I'm going to be so bored at home. And he was like, just pick up a hobby. And I was like, little did you know that I had just recently picked up the harmonica.
Ooh.
And then he was like, I'm going to pick up something too. And then I was like, let's do a virtual band where we all practice, like, on Skype.
Smart.
And then we come together for virtual concerts. And I really think that it could be a huge hit.
I agree. I love that. I'd love to hear you guys play sometime.
Just give us a couple weeks of virtual practice, and then we'll be good to go.
Great.
Does anyone else have any fun quarantine style?
I feel like that's the only topic of the conversation tonight.
No, it won't be.
I can't even think of anything else.
It won't. It will never be.
Yeah.
Nothing's mind. I'm probably just going to surf the whole time. They can't really keep me enclosed on this campus, so catch me in the ocean.
Chloe?
No. No updates about it yet.
Yeah.
I will keep updating.
Okay, perfect.
And let you guys know ASAP.
I can't wait.
If we have an email.
I might take up being a barber. I feel like I give a mad fade, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Do you have a steady hand?
We'll find out.
Would sweaty hands be a hindrance to a good barber? Probably.
If you had sweaty hands?
Yeah.
Maybe, but I feel like there's certain razors that you could use or whatever that have like a certain type of grip. Mm-hmm. Actually, speaking of sweaty hands, sorry. I saw an ad for a medication that you can take that's specifically looking to target sweaty hands.
Really?
Yes.
No,
I forgot their name, but I'll have to find out.
I might have to try them out.
You might.
They should sponsor us. Honestly. I know a lot of fellow people with sweaty hands, perhaps.
It's a major affliction.
Yeah.
Facing the United States and elsewhere tonight.
I wonder if you could get Botox in your hands, because people get Botox in their armpits if they're like
really,
really sweaty.
How does that happen? How does that help?
I don't know. But it just
slows your glands or whatever. If you like Botox your hands, wouldn't they just be like really stiff?
Probably.
Can't do anything.
but won't sweat.
Worth it.
Life is all about trade-offs.
No,
totally. Yeah, it is. Opportunity costs.
Okay, well with that, we're gonna just play an absolute banger for you.
Great.
Heated like a sauna, penetrating through your body armor. Rhythmically we massage ya, with hip hop mixed up with samba. With samba, so yes, yes, y'all. You know we never stop, we never rest, y'all. The black of music keep the funky fresh, y'all. And we won't stop until we get y'all, till we get y'all. Say it. Several times, heavy rotation played by every kind, radio station blessing every mind, we crossing boundaries like every day, move up and poppy bobby in the on the bay, we got, tab magnification, tab magnify like every day, yes, y'all, you know we never stop, we never rest, y'all, the black of bees will keep the funky fresh, y'all, and we won't stop until we get y'all, say it. Hot, hot, hot.
be my daily operation. Gotta put in work in this crazy occupation. Gotta keep it moving.
That's the motivation.
Gotta ride the waves and keep a tight relation with my team. Keep it moving and doing it right. I've been alive every day till daylight. That's the way things move in this monkey business.
We took an old samba song and remixed
it. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, samba de preto veio, samba de preto tu.
Mas que nada.
We gon' make you feel real hot. The beats and the enjoyment is eating up samba.
Sergio, play your piano. Sergio, play your. Yo, 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 yo,
just having a riveting conversation about Izu's gambling habits and how he might just tried this break as a time to try his hand as a professional gambler, which honestly I support. Like, there's literally no other
time
to do that.
Well, also,
there might be even more time
when our classes are online. You could still go then.
True.
You could just have laptop open on one hand, cards in the other.
Yeah, perfect.
It's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So another topical subject is the finale of The Bachelorette is Bachelors tonight. Not that I've watched a single episode so far, but I was wondering what your guys' take was on reality TV and if you have a favorite reality TV show.
Oh, nice segue.
Thank
That's
you.
That's a good question.
My favorite, okay. I love The Bad Girls Club. Does anyone watch that?
I used to. Yeah.
I'm not familiar with it.
Can you help me explain it? It's so funny.
Where is it? Okay. Miami?
I think so. They just have a house where a bunch of bad girls live.
They're
like crazy, party, wild, like
so
really...
So they congregate this house and they just like go out and like... club
and like fight with each other all the time and like the cattiest like
and they wear like
craziness.
Exclusively leopard print
and like trashy
so trashy. That's
so it's definitely like one of the best reality TV shows ever made.
Oh, it totally is.
And if you're gonna watch reality TV, that should be it, I think.
Okay.
Or Floribama Shore, also love that. I love the like really like let's just
go to like the trailer park.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I heard The Bachelorette or The Bachelor, whichever one, took place in Cleveland in one episode.
It did.
Sounds dummy lit.
Do you have any special ties to Cleveland, or are you just saying that as a general statement?
Nah, I don't really fuck with the sort.
Oh my god, Amanda, are you gonna get in trouble?
No, I won't.
She might.
It's okay, Gerard.
Oh, Izu, you can keep talking.
Back to the subject of reality TV shows.
Thank you.
I think reality TV is amazing. I will kind of watch any reality TV show.
Really?
Honestly, anything.
Okay.
Some of my favorites are World's Strictest Parents.
I don't know if you guys think I've seen that like on YouTube.
They send like really bratty kids to like the middle of nowhere Texas, where like the parents make their kids, you know, like on the farm 24/7 or have crazy rules.
I love that.
That's a great one. Another great one is.
But do you guys ever watch Wife Swap?
In the UK? I feel like I've watched.
Yeah, UK has some great reality TV.
Yeah.
They really do. They really love it. They really do. It's great daytime TV.
There's a show called Naked Attraction in the UK. Where it's crazy. It's like you basically get to see each round, you just choose from like six different people who are all naked.
Completely naked. Completely naked.
In each round, you get to see a little bit more of them.
Oh my God. That sounds so good.
To full on nudity.
Yeah.
Wow.
I watch
it's crazy.
That.
I think that they also have, I believe, like special episodes where they focus on certain niches that are like characteristics that people might have. That.
Wait, there's that show Naked and Afraid. That sounds just like that.
I know someone who went on that.
No. Oh, she has that you apply.
She was like a camp counselor for me 1 year, and she was just like crazy at like living
just
wild.
Sense it.
So you knew she was going to be on the show?
No, she was already on the show before I knew her.
Oh, whoa.
How did she do on it?
I think she did pretty well. I think she won.
Did she get to full nudity, that means?
Yeah, I think she's Australian. I think she just embraced it.
That's awesome.
Living in the outback.
Wow.
I'm a huge fan of 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, I was
going to
mention that. It's a great show.
That's a great show.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's so
It's amazing.
Weird.
Wow.
You have 90 days to fall in love with someone and at the end propose to them and marry them. And like these crazy people like who have children are like meeting someone online and then they like have 90 days and then like they bring them into their lives and it's so funny. Holy heck.
Wow. It is great.
I'll watch it.
Okay, perfect. Y'all have so much time.
Oh, so much time. What am I gonna do?
Besides watch 90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah.
And gamble? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Gio, I don't think you ever fully answered. You were just praising Cleveland.
Yeah.
Oh no, that was easy. But
Dude.
That was,
continue.
That was really what I was saying was, yeah, reality TV is pretty entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's all.
End of statement.
Okay, perfect.
Let's I like play. Chopped.
Oh.
Chopped is great. Me and Carl watch that all the time.
I didn't
even
think about food shows, but yeah.
Wait, I thought you just said Cops, and I was like, I used to love Cops.
And Iron Chef America back in the day featured Michael Simon, a Cleveland native.
Oh.
Wow.
And he was pretty
It's weird that you guys both have an affinity for Cleveland.
It's actually absurd. I've never met someone from so far away who just has such an affliction for the sort. But right. I can't say I blame them.
You know, I can't either. No. I've heard great things.
All right,
here's a little Beyonce.
Left to the left. To the left, to the left. To the left, to the left. Everything you own in the box to the left. In the closet, that's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it, nigga, please don't touch. Don't touch. And keep talking and let's. Cause the truth of the matter is, replacing you is so easy. To the left, to the left. To the left, to the left. To the left, to the left. Everything you own in the box to the left. To the left, to the left. Don't you ever for a second get to thinking irreplaceable. You must not know about me. You must not know about me. I can have another you in a minute. Matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute, baby. You must not know about me. You must not know about me. I can have another you by tomorrow. So don't you ever for a second get to thinking. You must not know about me. You must not know about me.
Thanks, Beyonce. You really are great.
I have a quick question.
Yep.
Are these headphones kind of just a technicality?
Yep. Well, so you can hear yourself.
Yeah, upright, because yours aren't.
I mean, yeah, you can wear these.
Yous is not feeling it.
I don't like
can I hear headphones. Oh.
Yeah, these probably aren't the best things to wear this time.
Oh, well, just wash your ears.
Do you guys regularly wash your ears?
Well, in the shower.
But, like, do you think they really get washed? Like, do you really make a, you know, like, deliberate effort to really get your ears all scrubby-dub?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Well, like, my back, I'm like, oh, like, the soap from my hair is going to run down to my back. But I don't ever wash my back either.
Really? You don't try to, like...
Never.
I always do.
Yeah, I always do.
It's kind of
fun.
Yeah, it is kind of fun.
I'm like, oh, just like shampoo and like I'm so clean. But I'm not.
You're not, Amanda. I'm never touching your back.
Don't.
Do you guys listen to music in the shower?
Yes.
I can't have a shower without listening to music.
Yeah. It's actually my timer.
Oh. Are you like, I'm going to allow 3 songs today?
Smart. Correct. Something like that.
A shower head. I used to have that. So fun.
Yeah, I just have a waterproof speaker.
That would work too.
How about belly button? Do you guys ever make a conscious effort to scrub that little dude?
Oh, sometimes when it seems like it might be getting grimy.
That's totally fair.
Actually, probably not. No, I feel like that just gets kind of, you know, like that area gets like rubbed over, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
Totally. Sometimes I'm like looking at my belly button when I'm not in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, look a little crusty.
I haven't looked at my belly button in probably
belly
a year.
Belly button's like gross.
All right, now's the time to, right?
No, you just so look.
Conscious. No. Okay, you can turn around and do it.
Oh, it seems like it's chilling.
Okay.
So. We'd love someone to call in.
Oh, Chloe really wants a caller. So anyone out there in the 10 listeners that are maybe more, let's see if we're popping off.
Yeah.
10, we haven't lost anyone. If any of you 10 loyal listeners call in and tell us, one, whether or not they consciously wash their belly button, or two, what the best job whilst coronavirus is raging and ravaging the country, what would the best profession to be in right now?
Let us know.
So far we've heard YouTuber, so you can't take that one, and we've heard someone in like the cleaning product industry.
We'll wait.
But we'll just wait in silence until someone calls in.
Can we play a song about calling?
Yeah.
Okay.
What song? Oh, Call Me Maybe? I was thinking,
Can I Call You Tonight by Dayglow?
Okay, that's way better.
Yeah, that's what I'd be listening to whenever I'm sad.
Call Me Tonight?
Can I Call You Tonight?
Can I Call You Tonight? That sounds so, such a sweet song.
Yeah, he's pretty sick. He's coming to Boston next week.
Oh.
Sold out, though, so I probably won't go.
Well, who's to say that people aren't going to drop tickets like flies?
Well, I think people might drop like flies.
I feel like...
At a concert. Well,
that's dark.
I feel like the concert might just be canceled.
Yeah, like, being in the performance industry right now...
Oh, that would be sucks. The worst. That also good. Sucks.
That'd be sad.
Also, you know what sucks?
What?
If you have a wedding.
Oh,
what would you do? How much would that suck? If you're like, yeah, I have a destination wedding.
Or just any wedding.
Not. Full send.
Well, I would too. Like, I'm gonna go down. I'm gonna go down with the one I love.
That's a testament to true friendship.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's like, I'd die for your wedding.
I heard that was gonna be lit, so I had to go.
Okay. Well, here's a sad song.
PSA because it'll be so fun.
Okay. All right, it's PSA time, but it's PSA. Fun PSA time if you heard Kier Chloe in the last moments of what she just said. She said it's a fun PSA.
Okay, I'm Karen, and you're Laura.
I'm Laura.
So this is Next Trip to the River.
Birds chirp. Oh, we'll say that together.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Birds chirping, children laughing, sprinkler, collar jingling.
Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all of that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going.
It's you.
Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good.
A bark and a jingle of a collar.
Hey, wait, you've got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood, as it's decomposable, isn't it?
True, but all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers. Dog whispers.
Also, if you didn't get that, I was a little confused for a little bit.
Wait, I get it.
No, I know we're not done. But when the dog was barked and jingled his collar, he was pooping.
Yeah. That's what she's telling you to pick up.
I know, but they weren't super clear about it.
Okay, anyway, we'll both do this voice.
Okay, cool. Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable.
Wouldn't have money putting a damper on your next trip to the local river.
Dog barks. Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association.
That was the best one.
I'm in love with that one, and I'm sad that there's going to be a couple weeks without the world hearing these kind of PSAs.
I agree. And, you know, that's an important one because it's so annoying when people leave it. Like, how dare they?
Oh, my God. Literally, how dare they?
Yeah.
Also, but I am a culprit of that because I have a tiny little dog. Her name is Cookie. She's kind of a legend on this show.
Because
her poops are so small, I just take a leaf and cover it up.
Well, it doesn't matter what size leaf.
I'm like, this is such a tiny poop to put in one of those big like green bags that it's not even worth it.
You're right.
So that's just my little way of helping the environment. I don't know. Also, I just want to say a special shout out to our friend abroad who is listening. Andrew. I didn't have they don't have daylight savings in Ecuador, so no he didn't way. Realize that we were pushed back to his 6 to 7 p.m. But he's listening now, and he wanted us to know, and that means the world. And I miss you so much.
Oh my God! Hi, Andrew. We all miss you. If you want to call in,
you know you can. Anyone else have any information regarding animals or defecation?
No,
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, back
any of our listeners? We'll wait.
We'll just sit here in silence. Well, I guess
we just got an email.
Oh my God, breaking.
Yeah, breaking news.
Oh my God, I just got a text. OMG, the email is out.
Okay, someone read it.
This is the real PSA.
Let's go.
You read it.
I'm like shaking. Okay. I don't know why.
We just received word from the Tufts University Administration. Mm-hmm. I'll read it to you. Dear students, faculty, and staff. No, I'm not going to read this to you. Basically, we don't have school anymore.
Wait, you have to read some of it.
Here, I'll read like,
a few
sentences.
Okay, well, read like the important part. Okay.
As COVID-19
says, like,
continues to spread across the globe, the number of cases has... Okay, this we know.
I kind of...
Oh, everybody freaking out in the streets.
Yeah, I know.
In the
streets. This literally feels like... the plague.
This is the apocalypse.
The apocalypse.
What is going on?
Like, I saw this article that was like, people should have paid more attention to contagion. And I was like, who would know to do that? Like,
I've never lost a case. I'll leave that ambiguous.
Corona.
Undergraduate spring break will be extended until March 25th and classes canceled on Friday.
Wait, what's March 25th? Is that 2 weeks?
Is that Wednesday?
No, I think that's like 3 days more than we had originally, which is like, okay.
Cool.
Oh, that's huge.
I guess that's great.
I guess. I don't know if any of this is like great.
No, you're right. It's probably not great.
That's a long break.
Yeah.
Wow, this is gonna be a movie.
Wait, so you know in like elementary school, well, anyone else here go to private public school?
Yeah, of course I went to public school. Where do you think I've been?
I don't know. Cleveland.
I was raised by the streets.
So I also went to public school, and like the whole thing about like snow days is like you love them, but like you also hate them because of like the whole 180 days you gotta get legally.
No, we didn't make them up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're just lit.
Well, in New Jersey, we do it differently. We did totally make them at the end of the year. But like, if all these schools are canceled and like little tykes are not gonna like sign on to WebEx to like join a classroom, like I just don't foresee that happening. Like, what's gonna happen to the youth of our nation?
They're gonna be live.
Yeah, they are. Parents are gonna be so pissed. I would not want my little tyke home all the time.
Oh, well, the kids belong to the streets.
This is just where they belong.
That's where you land the most.
Okay, well, I'm really happy that we got this live update in the stew.
Wait, so this means I still have my Spanish test.
Chloe.
I, like, haven't really studied because I was, like...
Oh, I'm supposed to have a test the 25th. Well,
that's okay.
It might be online, that's cool.
Wait, this is so weird.
Wait, it's Thursday. Why? I just missed it. It's so annoying.
Oh, my God. Well, my I just feel bad for the seniors, TBH.
Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah. Guys, thank God we're not seniors.
Debemos tener una sesión de bird watching en español.
Sí.
Wow.
Sí.
We should.
Yo no hablo español.
También.
Oh. Pero, entonces, what did you decide the first thing you said?
We should conduct a session in Spanish.
Oh.
Pero solamente... Say unos palabras y no mucho.
Oh. Yo hablo español en sixth through eighth grade. Soy muy fluent.
Ese es me haciendo nervioso para mi examen.
¿Cuál nivel?
What?
Which level? Which class?
Oh, I thought you said Nivelle. I was like, I don't
know. Yeah, Nivelle.
Like Nivelle level. Is level.
Andrew, yeah. Call in if you want to also speak Spanish with us.
Tres.
Oh.
Si.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, no.
Should we play a Spanish song in the theme of class being canceled in Spanish speaking?
Si.
What would be a good Spanish song besides Despacito?
No,
yeah,
that's,
I can't
that's
listen.
Not, en español. Oh.
I have a wait.
Enrique Iglesias. Let's see what he's got.
I like it. Baby, I like it. That song was crazy in fifth grade.
Oh, should we play that?
What are the songs there? Do you listen to Selena? You know, like A Dream of You and Me?
Okay.
Selena, you know. That movie was crazy. You guys ever seen Selena, the movie?
No.
No, it's good though.
Starred Jennifer Lopez back in the day, but it was about Selena, who got shot by her manager at the age of, like, 23.
Oh, my God.
She was, like, uniting, you know, she was, like, one of the first Latina, you know, singers who was really mainstream in the United States. She was balling out in Texas, yeah, and she got shot, so.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's not great.
Wait.
No. But the movie's crazy.
I want
to watch that.
Yeah, it's really good. Heart-wrenching.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And mi corazón.
So, this is not coming up. I Dream of You and Me.
No, that's actually not the right song. That's actually by a band called
something else.
But the song that I was thinking of
is... Oh, these are all in Spanish.
Dreaming of You is what I was thinking of.
Okay.
It's their third most popular.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, A Dream of You and Me is by Future Islands, also a great band.
Okay, well, we'll play this one.
They're not Latina.
But maybe later we'll play that one.
Maybe. Probably not, though.
Maybe.
I'm dreaming.
Summer glow. The music gives me sun when winter starts. She told me at the baseline, everything will be alright. She told me that the beat is mine, it will rock through the night. And where I go, can't explain, I'll never know. But it's beautiful. You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity, running through me. You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity, running through me.
Come on, y'all.
You can't take this away from me.
I wear notes like coats, blues like dudes. Warmth in the rhythm, soul that glues. The bounce in my bones, jazz in my spine. The hop is my home, rap is my grind. I'm grinding on the backside of life, we dance. She threw me a chance, her hands in my pants. Actually, my pockets holding me tight. Whispering a dream I could hold in the night. Look tight, a rhythm that's throbbing my vein. Wake up and write it on the pad, the pains. Like church, the organ will invite the tears. Like birth, the crying, like crying, you know I'm here. Held by the song that gave me a name. Dressed by the verse that gave me a claim. Just basing the line, safe to inhale. And if you live well, belong your years in the state you will be. A timeless octave to play for the tree. It's rooted in every single nerve in me. The nerve of he who ignores the key. And music that opens the mind to be free. Whenever your hot head it pours you a breeze. Beneath the clouds you allow to see. And clarity through harmony. Someone harming me, that won't be done. I stand protected by the laws of fun. I am perfected through the rhymes of run. Walk it this way and leave the party stunned. This music, it launched me with no aim. I've landed on some plane. Where I am, I can't explain or never know. But it's beautiful, so you can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody. The waves bring clarity. Running through me. Come on, y'all. You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody. The waves bring clarity. Running through me.
Oh. All right, we're back. And for, you know, maybe the last time.
Well, it's not the last time because we're going to come back and do it.
Yeah, we are. For 24 hours.
For 24
so just
hours.
Like wait on that so and we'll update our Instagram when exactly that'll happen. Mm-hmm. But no one's going to have anything to do. So if you're not listening, then I know you're just mean. Because I know everyone else is just sitting in their room.
Yeah, true.
Not you washing their belly button.
Or so ears.
I'm coming for you all live via radio waves. In a pending amount of time. So anybody have any last pressing or weird things that have happened today that's not virus related?
Great question.
I have an example if you need one.
Oh, yes. You know how like there are a lot of people that you walk by like every day and mm-hmm. you don't say hi to?
Totally.
Today, me and this person who walk by each other probably like 5 times a week, but I've never said hi to each other, said hi to each other just out of like
no
walking
way.
By each other.
That's exciting.
That happened to you today, Yuzu?
Yeah, that's
Wait.
What's up.
With someone hanging. Actually, no names will be said.
No names.
Do
I
no
have
names.
A first name? I'm just curious.
No names, only disco.
Oh, that's fair. Well, I was walking home from work and this lady came up to me who was not from this country and she goes, how do I cross the street? Because she was like on one side of the street and wanted to get mm-hmm. to the other side.
Right.
And I was like, well, there's a crosswalk there and a crosswalk there. And I like pointed to her two sides and she's like, thank you so much. And then she scurried along.
You're so helpful.
It was such a weird moment in my life.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess we'll sign off. This is DJ Mandy B.
DJ Sweaty Hands.
DJ G-Rod.
DJ Chloe K.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching.
Okay.
Goodbye
everyone.
Forever.
Goodbye.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at all, understand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me?